alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Back here inside Witter Field, fans have trickled in. This is actually a great attendance here, so expecting over 1,000 tickets have been sold. So Witter Field fans and Raptor fans are showing out in attendance, and that's always great to see on this Monday afternoon. And, well, the Raptors have quite a bit of home games. They're finishing up a three-game homestand right now, but they just go on the road tomorrow against Madison in the second half of this second game, of this series. So it will be a test for them to hopefully take down a Raptors team. And Madison, well, for them, it's a big thing. Can they continue how good they've been on the offensive side? 351 hits, sixth in the league. They also have 227 RBIs, which is fifth in the league. So Raptors are setting in right now and standing, getting on the field, and as our great TV announcer, Kevin Malater, will be announcing in a moment of silence for the tragic passing of one of the Northwood League umpires, Connor McKenzie, who's umpired here countless times at Witter Field and was a great individual. And once again, we send our thoughts and prayers to the McKenzie family in a tragic accident. His first pitch comes in for a younger kid. So the Raptors and the Mallards getting set here on this exciting day for another edition of Raptors baseball. 2-4 right now sit in the Great Lakes West Division. They sit sixth. They're dead last. They're tied with the Ducks Bunners, but they have the tiebreaker over them right now. So Connor McKenzie getting honored right now in a moment of silence. We're going to step aside here on WFHR. First pitch coming up in about 3 minutes. We'll step away.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Raptors Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. Help Smile Train change the world one smile at a time. Learn more at smiletrain.org/learn.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
And back here inside Witterfield, Josh Howe with the left-hander getting warmed up, and he's excited to get another start. And it will be him and most likely Malachi Vitoc, the Creighton pitcher, after him, probably coming in around the fourth to fifth inning. So it's the Howitt-Vitoc combination. Howitt will get the start, a Northwoods League All-Star last season. He had a 2.5 ERA, which is very good, but this season a 0.36 ERA. There was at a point where he only allowed 5 hits and 5 runs, but he's gone up to 10 hits and 10 runs. He had a bad inning not too long ago where it was against Madison. They just had an unbelievable inning where they just kept getting hit after hit after hit, and it was very uncharacteristic of Howitt. And that was the case when a lot of hits were coming in when he had 2 outs, so he just couldn't find a way to get that 3rd out. So today will hopefully be different for him. So Jake Colcroft leading off out of the University of Portland and the redshirt junior, 6th in the league in batting average with a .339. What's the scary thing about this Madison team is statistically in batting average, Noah Sudica is their worst guy in batting average. He bats a .222. Everybody other than that bats over above that. And 3 guys in particular, Holcroft, Sprock, and Owen Jackson, bat above the .300. So leading off for the Mallards, Jake Holcroft, Upland, California native, 19 RBIs. He's totaled 42 hits. So Josh Howitt standing on the third base side of the slab with the ball in his glove. He has a shortened stance. He'll fire the first offering and a swing and a miss. 0-1. Holcroft, 1 home run this season, 26 runs. So lefty on lefty. And the 0-1 comes in from Howitt on a curve, but finds the left edge. 0-2. So Holcroft, a big leadoff hitter. And the 0-2 and a swing and a weak ground ball over to the first baseman in Gervich, away from the bag, but tags it before Holcroft can get there for 1 down. So Jack Gervich busy at the first base position here early on. And Davis Hamilton, the second baseman out of North Dakota State, right down the road from Madison. He's from Sun Prairie, Wisconsin, batting a .269. He's got 15 RBIs, 21 hits on the season, and the first offering on a fastball, lower the zone for a ball, 1-0. So Davis Hamilton, I think it's collegiate ball, North Dakota State, the Bison, the 1-0. And a fastball again outside of the zone, 2-0. So Josh Howitt appeared in 5 innings of work with Cal State Fullerton this season. And the 2-0 paints the left edge in for a strike. He's allowed 4 hits and 6 runs, but he's had 5 strikeouts with a 9.0 ERA. From Encino, California, he went to Taft High School, and the 2-1 driven away and fouled off on the right side, 2-2. Second season for the Rafters, 13 games last season with an 8-0 record. He conducted 47 strikeouts in 36 innings of work. And the fifth offering, a swing and a miss for strike 3, 2 down. So the Rafters back-to-back outs, and this brings up Ryan Sprock, the DH. So first strikeout of Howitt's day. Ryan Sprock hit a 3-run home run against the Rafters back on July the 4th. He belted a ball in the left center field. So out of Elon and a rising sophomore from Morristown, New Jersey. First delivery out and away for a ball. He bats a .303, 31 RBIs, which leads the team. He's got 7 home runs as well. And the 1-0 swing and a line drive that bowls before Hugo can get there, and a base hit for Sprock. To start off his day, Howitt had to duck quickly. So Ryan Sprock showing you why he's got 37 hits. Make that 38 on the season. So Owen Jackson, another guy that was able to go behind the fence against the Rafters when he had a solo home run right after Sprock on July the 4th. He's out of the University of Toledo from Kankakee, Illinois. So plays his collegiate ball in the Mid-American Conference. 39 hits and 28 RBIs. And the first pitch comes in for a strike, 0-1. A slow-moving slider at 75. How it changes in between. He likes to go to the fastball a lot, but he's got a pretty nasty slider. Two down, the 0-1 and again, and lower the zone. One ball, one strike. So Ryan Sprock is at first, two down for the Rafters here at top of the first. Josh Howitt stands high. He'll kick and deliver, and a swing and a ball. Well, excuse me, not a ball, a bat. He lost the bat. It was a swing, and as he was swinging, he lost the bat while doing so. The bat flew over to Gurvich as he had to get out of the way. And that's something we haven't really seen. We saw one time for Jorge Degatti where he let go of the bat as he swung it, and it went near the dugout of the Rafters. Five guys had to duck. This time, it was the opposing team. Owen Jackson loses the bat as he swung. That went pretty far, too. He just looks like as he swung through it, he just let go. But it comes in for a strike, one and two. Two down. Owen Jackson, five home runs on the season. Howitt with the ball in his glove. Looks over at first. He'll come sit. He'll kick and fire. And a swing and a ball lifted in the air into left field side out of play. And that goes in for a foul. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Josh Howitt. We're looking again, looking for his second strikeout and the third out on the top of the first. A 1-2 and a swing and a ball lifted in the air into right. It's stopping as before. Hugo can come out, reach to his left, bend low and get the grab for the third out. So we head to the bottom of the first. Rafters and Mallard just getting going. We'll step away here on WFHR.
You are listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Chris Inda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
If you have sustained an injury or have joint pain, you may need Wisconsin River Orthopedics. After a thorough examination, you may be prescribed therapy. Wisconsin River Orthopedics features their own in-house therapy center, staffed by experienced occupational and physical therapy professionals. If you need surgery for your ailment from one of their four surgeons, you may need therapy afterwards. Call 715-424-1881 or go to WROinstitute.com. 715-424-1881. Relieving pain and restoring lives.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the first inning, scoreless the top half as Ty Johnson will lead off. So the Rafters retired four batters. A base hit came in for Ryan Sprock. So Ty Johnson, 44 hits on 142 at-bats. He bats a .310, leads the team in at-bats and hits with 22 runs as well. He's got 20 RBI, so a great leadoff hitter for the Rafters, a guy that they have relied on all season long. He's been here right from the start. So headed to Baylor next season. So Jake Hilton, the left-hander, picked up the win versus the Rafters back on July the 4th. He went two innings and two strikeouts. So Ty Johnson, lefty on lefty once again. Hilton from Pomona Pitzer, the native of Berkeley, California. And he'll step and fire and find the zone in for a strike. Right down the plate, 0-1. 0-1 count. One hit for the Rafters, for the Mallards, Wisconsin Rapids trying to respond. And the 0-1, a slider way outside on the left edge for a ball. Ty Johnson, a guy that batted a 364 for McLennan Community College. Very excited about his next trip to Baylor. The 1-1, swing and a miss inside. Johnson knows it. He pulls away. 1-2 count. So one ball, two strikes. Hilton will look in. He'll step and fire. And a slider misses outside. Johnson slams the bat down in disgust, very frustrated with himself. He knew he should have not swung at that, but it comes in for the first strikeout of Jake Hilton's day. And that's something that we haven't really seen from Ty Johnson. He's a very level-headed guy. But for him to slam the bat down shows you how frustrated he was with that at-bat. So David Rivera, the shortstop, will be batting second. Bats at 250, five hits for him and an RBI. At Hope International, where he batted a 397 as Hilton finds the right side of the zone in for a strike, 0-1. He batted a 397 with 174 at-bats. He had 69 hits and 57 runs. Lit up the stat sheet. The 0-1 from Hilton on a curveball that pulls outside, 1-1. Previously attended Long Beach Community College and went to Lakewood High School. He was graduated in 2017. So he was playing collegiate ball for a while. And the 1-1 swing and a miss, 1-2. He played for Lakewood, where on varsity for 3 years. He was a three-time first-team all-league selection. The 1-2 and fouled off right side. Five hits in total with an RBI. So David Rivera, a second-half guy, has made his debut back on July the 4th against the Mallards. Went 0 for 5 that day, but the next day he followed it up. He had a couple hits. And the 1-2 from Hilton, and a swing and a miss, strike three. So back-to-back strikeouts for Jake Hilton, and they both go down swinging. Brendan Bobo, 21 hits for him on 94 at-bats. He bats a 223, 23 RBIs, which is now second in the team, and also has five home runs, which is tied for first. So Bobo out of Cal State Fullerton. He also, unfortunately, leads the team in strikeouts with 29. He struggled at the plate, but when he's made contact, a lot have been doubles, and he's obviously had his fair share of home runs as well. He's never hit a home run at Witter Field. He certainly did last year, though. 17 home runs, led the league in home runs, was a Northwood League All-Star, widely known around the league. And the 1-0 from Hilton up top, but finds the left edge in for a strike, 1-1. So Bobo out of Cal State Fullerton in the transfer portal right now, still deciding where he wants to take his collegiate talents to. And the 1-1 right down the plate. Hilton looking to retire the side with a three strikeout inning. It'd be a great start for him. Johnson went down swinging, Rivera went down swinging, and Hilton, the 1-2 slider low out of the left edge. So Bubba the left-hander on Jake Hilton. Two-two count, two down. Rafters without a hit, and Hilton will look in. He'll step, wind, and deliver a swing and a miss. Strike three, striking out the side is Jake Hilton. We head to the top of the second, scoreless through one.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Everyday people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. How do you locate a support group for widows or housing for an elderly parent? United Way's 211 is free and confidential and provides answers to these questions and more. Dial 211 for community information and referrals, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Back here for the top of the second inning. As scoreless through the first, this brings up Isaiah Jackson. So Rafters retired four batters. It was a base hit from Ryan Sprock. Holcroft grounded out to first. Hamilton struck out swinging. And Owen Jackson flew out to center. And Howitt finds in the strike and rifles it in 0-1. So Isaiah Jackson batting at 275. He's got 29 RBIs. From Arizona State, the Sun Devil. A native of Vail, Arizona, and the 0-1 on a fastball. Levi Jensen behind the plate, and he not able to catch that ball. 1-1. Fastball at 90. So Isaiah Jackson, two home runs for him on the season. He got one against the Rafters back in early June, where he hit a solo shot to right field. Two balls a strike. How it looks, he'll step high, the 2-1. And outside, but comes in for a strike. Just skimming the right edge and finding the inside of the zone, 2-2. So one strikeout for Josh Howitt. When he struck out Davis Hamilton, the 2-2, a swing and a miss, strike three. There's your second strikeout, and one down here in the top of the second. So Cal Fisher, the shortstop, who had one of the best series I've seen from a player on the offensive side against the Rafters back on the 4th and the 5th. He had three home runs in total in both games. He had two home runs in the second game and a home run in the first game. And he checks wings but sees a strike, 0-1. So a high school senior headed to Florida State next season from Deerfield, Wisconsin. And the 0-1 outside, up and away. On a fastball again, comes in at 90, 1-1. One ball, one strike, and one down. Stepping in, firing is to Howitt, and lower the zone, 2-1. Two balls a strike with one down. Howitt steps high, looks in, the 2-1 foul back, 2-2. Cal Fisher, 11 RBIs. He acquired four of them against the Rafters. Just unbelievable from him. But the 2-2, Howitt looks to strike him out. Not able to do so on that pitch. It comes up and away in a fastball once again, 3-2. So the count is full. Josh Howitt. Standing tall, he'll look in and the payoff. A swing and a weak ground ball goes underneath Howitt, goes to Rivera at short, fields it up and throws it over to first for an easy second out. So Howitt couldn't make the play, but his shortstop David Rivera did so. And that's what he said in the news interview. He said, if a ball gets hit, I trust my infield and I trust my defense. Well, he can trust David Rivera. So it goes to Rivera for his first assist of the afternoon. Two down and a swing and a ball lifted in the air into shallow right. Gervich running after it and catches it over his head. So the first baseman, Jack Gervich, gets the third out. Raptors go three up and three down. We head to the bottom of the second here on WFHR.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast skies tonight with scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows level off around 58. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly sunny skies and calm tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 79. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Chance for scattered showers. Lows level off around 57. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 91.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Let's get back to Raptors baseball here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Back here inside Wooder Field as the Raptors went three up and three down in the top of the second. But a 1-2-3 inning in the bottom of the first for Madison. A three-strikeout inning for Jake Hilton. So all three of them struck out swinging. So Jack Gervich leads the team in batting average with .316. He had a day yesterday that was just remarkable. Went 5-for-5 with four runs, four RBIs, and hit a three-run home run. One of his best days ever, he said, at the plate. So the first offering comes in for Hilton. And down low goes through the legs of Kenyon Brown, 1-0 count. So Jake Hilton, three strikeouts already. He'll dig in and step and fire the 1-0 and find the strike zone 1-1. Out to Pomona Pitzer in Berkeley, California. The 1-1. Out in the way for a ball. Two balls and a strike. So Jack Gervich, a guy from the University of San Diego, Pacific Palisades, California native. All-around team player. He had 26 RBIs for San Diego this season. He batted a .259. And the first baseman will see the 2-1. He's swinging a miss upstairs, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Jack Gervich, the left-hander. Lefty on lefty. And Hilton will set, and he'll fire the 2-2. And inside, but it nicks the bottom right elbow of Gervich. So he'll take first. And so that's what you need for the Raptors, getting guys on base. That's the first time they've had that this game. Some early base running. And Garrett Broussard, 27 hits for him in total. He bats a .231, 10 RBIs. He hit his first home run yesterday where he cranked a two-run shot to left center field. So looking to follow that up once again. Gervich will stand at first. Hilton looks over. He's got the big leadoff and fires in. And once again, grazing the right edge in for a strike. 0-1. Jake Hilton works in between his commands. He has a lot of fastballs, but he goes to the curve and sliders quite frequently. So no balls a strike. Hilton again. The quick step, the fire, a swing and a ground ball that just pulls foul on the left field line. Good contact there from Broussard, but he's down on the count 0-2. No balls, two strikes. 0-2 count. Hilton looks over at first. He'll step the 0-2 and rake down the plate for strike three. That's his fourth strikeout on five batters. And Jake Hilton wheeling and dealing here early in this game. So Logan Hugo out of Eastern Michigan. 19 hits in total, batting a .213. A great right fielder, but today slotted in at center, since Ty Johnson has moved up to second base. So no hits yet for the Rafters. Hilton with four strikeouts and works in again. Ahead in the count, he gets up so early in these counts. It's 0-1. And he possibly could have struck out Gervich, but he was just barely hit by a pitch. Stands at first. A couple shifts off over on the bag. 0-1 count. Hilton looks, and the pickoff over attempt at first, and Gervich slides into the bag. Only hit today came from Ryan Sprock. He got a line drive up the middle. Hilton bends in low on the third base side of the mound. And the kick, the 0-1, fouled back. 0-2. Hugo hit that off the top side of the bat. A guy that had 139 at-bats for Eastern Michigan. 26 RBIs. He batted a .277. So Logan Hugo, a reliable outfielder, somebody that doesn't make too many errors. The 0-2 and a steal from Gervich. A swing and a drop third strike, but goes in to Hilton and bounces off the catcher. Goes to Hilton and throws it over at first. So Gervich gets to second. Hugo gets out. So Anthony Gallison, he's also had 19 hits in total, but he's at 74 at-bats. Batting a .257. Colts Neck, New Jersey. He's got seven RBIs as well. Slotted in at left field. Was disappointed in how his team season ended against Duke in the quarterfinal in the Super Regional, where it was, he said he was just unfortunate that we lost because he would have liked to continue and perhaps go to the College World Series, but has arrived here once more in Wisconsin Rapids. Hilton ahead in the count, 0-1. Gervich at second, and a slant curveball up and away, now for a 1-1 count. So Kirk Schreiner coaching third, Josh Nikoloff coaching first. One ball, one strike. Hilton will look, he'll set and fire, and topped off on the bottom side of the bat, 1-2. One ball, two strikes, and two down. Getting low is Hilton. He'll look over at second where Gervich leads off. He'll now come set and look over once more. He'll fire the 1-2 and paints the right edge of the zone. Another strikeout for Jake Hilton. That's his fifth of the evening. We head to the top of the third, scoreless through two.
Air conditioner not running? Make a call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. We'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, our team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. We'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz. Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Konocki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Shriners Hospitals for Children has been creating wonderful opportunities for children in need. This life-changing medical care helps them do the things they've always dreamed of. Go to loveshriners.org.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Top of the third inning, scoreless through two, as Jackson Tucker, even in this count, 1-1, Howitt back to work, and he'll fire in a swing and a miss up top, 1-2. Out of St. John's from Staten Island, New York. He bats at 244, 21 hits with 12 RBIs. He got a solo home run back against the Rafters not too long ago. The 1-2 low and outside, 2-2. It was back on June the 30th when he hit a solo shot against Jackson Wentworth. But Howitt will work in again, the 2-2, and a swing and a ground ball over to the third baseman in Broussard. The quick pickup and the throw across the diamond is on time for one down. So Broussard, a very versatile player in the infield. And this brings up Noah Sudica out of UC San Diego from Aliso Viejo, California. Batting a 222, so Sudica, six hits. He's got the worst batting average in the starting order. And it's a 222, which is not too bad as how it works in. And once goes in for a strike, 0-1. That was a fastball right down the plate. Now it back to work. He'll step in and fire the 0-1 swing and a weak ground ball over to the second baseman. Johnson scoops it up. The throw across his body is on time for the second out. So Ty Johnson, that's what he can do. Knows how to play the infield extremely well. An all-around guy. You basically could put him at any position on that defensive side, and he would get it done for you. So Tucker grounds out to third. Sudica grounds out to second and a swing and a bouncer over to Rivera. Quickly throws it over to first but doesn't get it in time. A deep bouncer. Holcroft gets on base with a base hit. Rivera having to adjust quickly, and Johnson talking over him to him right now, saying, hey, look, charge that ball. Don't wait for it to come to you. And you can imagine Davis Hamilton struck out swinging last time up. He's been one of two victims for Madison to fall to the Howitt strikeouts. As the pickoff, Gurevich a little bit late on the tag. Two down, Madison up to two hits. A hit from Holcroft and also Ryan Sprock, who's on deck. Howitt serves in and a ball popped away left side. Hits off the top of the bat. 0-1. No balls, a strike. Josh Howitt, two strikeouts. And the 0-1, and a pickoff over at first. The 0-1 count. 37 pitches for Josh Howitt. Fires in the 0-1 and a curveball. Slow moving, but pushes in. 4-1, 1-1 on a 76-mile-per-hour. A ball that just could not find the right edge. And Howitt lobs it on over to first. and pushing back Holcroft. Rafters looking for their third out. One ball, one strike. Howitt sets high and serves, and a swing and a weak ground ball goes into the glove of Howitt, reaches out to his right, turns around and lobs it over to first for an easy third out. So the Rafters allow a hit, but they allow no runs. We head to the bottom of the third here on WFHR.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Wisconsin enjoys a rich history in broadcasting, which we celebrate at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame. I'm Michelle Vetterkind, president of the WBA. We honor those who have devoted their careers to serving their local communities as legendary broadcasters. They are personalities, owners, engineers, and educators. It's an experience that's free for all to enjoy. Visit the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame, located inside the Milwaukee Hilton City Center.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music, and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Bottom of the third inning, scoreless through two and a half innings as Jake Hilton still on the mound. And boy, he has had quite a start to his day. Five strikeouts. He struck out four of his first five batters. So Jorge Degatti, he'll step in, he'll lead off. So Degatti, Jensen, and Johnson, 8-9-1 in the batting order. And Jorge Degatti batting a .288, 19 hits in total, and five RBIs. The Indiana Hoosier, their right-hander, will step in the right-handed batter's box on Hilton. And Hilton serves in high for a ball, 1-0. So Jorge Degatti DHing today in a role where he hasn't been too familiar with. We've seen him a lot at third base. And he'll see the 1-0 swing and a miss. A slow-moving changeup at 1-1. So Madison with two hits. They got a hit from Holcroft and also Sprock. But nothing has come from that. Holcroft will kick high, wind, and serve. Below the zone and on the left edge, pushes in for a ball, 2-1. Degatti has to back up. Sees an 86-mile-per-hour fastball. So ahead of the count, Jorge Degatti previously attended University of Florida, where he appeared in nine games, and the 2-1 up and high on a fastball that goes above the zone, 2-2. He made his collegiate debut against Georgia Southern as a pinch hitter. Collected his first collegiate hit against Florida A&M. So at his second school, in the Big Ten, the 3-1, a swing and a pop-up that pulls away on the right field side into, well, almost the dugout of Madison. So the count is full at 3-2. A tremendous start from the Pomona pitcher, Jake Hilton. And his second appearance against the Rafters in a matter of a week. As the payoff comes in, backing away is Degatti. He'll see ball four as that leads off for a walk. As Levi Jensen batting in the nine hole, the catcher who struggled behind at the plate. He's been good behind the plate. He struggled at the plate. He's batted a 104, eight hits with six RBIs. He's had seven runs. So Levi Jensen, the right-hander, Hilton will work in once again, looks over at first, Degatti, A couple shifts over as Jensen Cho's bunt pulls it away, but it comes in for a ball. Outside, 1-0. So the third baseman, Noah Sudica, a couple steps in from where he normally is as Jensen is showing bunt. The 1-0 and bunts it again, but backs it away. 2-0. From Luck, Wisconsin, and out of the University of North Alabama. Recruited his friend over here, Bryson Parrish, who pitched the other day for the Raptors in a perfectly executed bunt. Over to the first baseman, Jackson, who's not able to field it in time. Does Jensen get there? And does. So Owen Jackson charges it, couldn't field it in time. And Levi Jensen, what a bunt. That's his ninth hit this season. So Ty Johnson will step in now. So what a perfectly positioned bunt by Levi Jensen. He'll stand at first. Getting to second is Degatti. Runners on first and second. Ty Johnson, who struck out swinging first time up, very frustrated with his performance on the first time up at the plate, has a chance to redeem himself. Shows bunt, and it comes in for a strike. So Owen Jackson, the first baseman, along with Noah Sudica, have taken a couple steps forward because they know what Ty Johnson is trying to do, the same thing Levi Jensen is doing, showing bunt and hopefully advancing the runners. Hilton fires in the 0-1, and once again, a bunt positioned into the left of the third baseman. Sudica charges it, throws it to first, but the runners advance. Jensen to second, Degatti to third. And now two runners in scoring position. And David Rivera, who struck out swinging. First time up. Long Beach, California native from Hope International. Five hits total this season, batting a 250. He has an RBI as well. He batted a 397 for Hope. So a defensive alignment shift for Madison as they've all moved up and shifted over to the right. They're expecting Degatti to charge home from third as he's got the leadoff now. 1-0 count. Fans chanting, here we go, Raptors, getting into it here early in this game. The Raptors on the verge of opening this open. A swing and a ball lifted in the air into shallow right. Running after it is Isaiah Jackson, who makes the grab, darts away from center field. Two down. So a flyout from Rivera. And Brendan Bobo has a chance to record his 24th RBI if he can get runners home. Struck out. First time up. As five of the batters for the Raptors in the first time through the order did. So Levi Jensen, when he bunted, they're counting that as an error, not a hit. As Owen Jackson had trouble fielding that ball on the first pitch comes in, a swing and a miss low. 0-1. The opportunity for the Raptors to get on the board. Bottom of the third. And to take a lead in this game. They have not recorded a hit yet. Bobo looking to change that. He's got 21 hits, the 0-1, and a slider up and high. Left of the zone, 1-1. Jake Hilton, five strikeouts, nearing his 45th pitch, and he also has a walk as well. One ball, one strike. Hilton stands on the third base out of the slab. He looks over at second. Jensen leads off. He'll come set once again. Kick wind and fire the 1-1 inside as a check swing from Bobo, but it comes in for a ball, 2-1. Bobo tied for first in home runs with five. He's second in RBIs with 23. He also has 14 runs. So the returning Rafter sees the 2-1. A swing and a belt into right field. It is high. It is gone. Brendan Bobo, a three-run shot right on cue, and his sixth home run of the season. Wisconsin Rapids leads 3-0 here in the bottom of the third. Turning and looking was Tucker, and there was no chance about that one. Brendan Bobo, his first home run here at Witterfield. He hit that 93 miles per hour and 338 feet back. 3-0 lead for Wisconsin Rapids. Two down, and the first offering on Gurvich. A three-run home run. The first time Bobo has hit one here at Witterfield. What a time for it to come. So he struck out swinging first time up and hit a three-run shot on his second time. Hilton's going to have to respond, and it comes in on a fastball, 1-1. One ball, one strike, two down. The 1-1 up and away. 8-4 ball. So two balls a strike. Jack Gurvich, the man who hit a three-run shot yesterday and gets one from his teammate, his California friend, Brendan Bobo, the 2-1, and finds the left edge in for a strike. 2-2. Two-two count. So the Rafters in front, and the 2-2 with slider up and high for a ball, 3-2. So the count is full on Jack Gurvich, who had a four RBI day yesterday. The payoff from Hilton. He'll step in and fire, and Gurvich lines it out left field side, but it pulls away. 3-2. Gurvich, the left-hander, will work in once more. Rafters, one hit, three runs. The count is full from Hilton, and right down the plate for strike three. That strikes out the batter, but the Rafters get a three-run home run for Brendan Bobo. They take a 3-0 lead. We head to the top of the fourth here on WFHR.
Having low income can mean making tough choices, choosing between paying for food or medication. Or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James Help Seth Pick the Next Theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Top of the fourth inning, and the Rafters in front. First time today, they lead 3-0. It was a three-run home run from Brendan Bobo. So leading off is Ryan Sprock, who got a base hit first time up. Rafters one hit, but what a time for it to come. So Josh Howitt working on the mound once again. He's had 38 pitches, has allowed two hits, and has also acquired two strikeouts. First offering comes in for a ball, 1-0. So Howitt will work and step in once more. Ryan Sprock, 1-for-1. Howitt sets in and fires, and it comes on a fastball outside of the zone on the right edge at 88 miles per hour. 2-0 count. Madison committed an error, so to get home from a Brendan Bobo three-run home run. It was Degatti and Levi Jensen. Degatti walked. Jensen had a perfectly positioned bunt, which was an error from the first baseman, Owen Jackson. So Ryan Sprock way up in the count, 3-0. Now it kicks, winds, and fires. And right down the plate in fourth strike, 3-1. The 3-1 once more from Howitt, and a swing and a ball lifted into the air into shallow left. Coming out and making the grab is Anthony Gallison. One down. So a fly out from Sprock, and this brings up Owen Jackson, who flew out to center first time up. Owen Jackson committed that error in the bottom of the third. Out of Kankakee, Illinois, the University of Toledo, in a swing and a ball line drive into right field. Bobo can't come after it in time, and a base hit for Jackson. So commits an error in that last inning and then follows it up with a base hit. So redeeming himself, and this brings up Isaiah Jackson, who struck out swinging. He's 0 for 1. The Arizona State Sun Devil, the speedy center fielder. 29 RBIs for him with 23 runs. He's got two home runs as well. And a swing and a ground ball over to Johnson at second. Reaches out to his left. Throws it to Rivera at second. And the throwback to first is right on cue. So the Rafters, a 4-6-3 double play. We head to the bottom of the fourth. They lead 3-0. We'll step aside here on WFHR.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here, or transfer to your four-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at four convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Konoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the fourth inning, Garrett Broussard will lead off. He struck out swinging first time up. So Broussard, Hugo, and Gallison, 5, 6, and 7 in the order, are due up here in the bottom of the fourth. A three-run home run for Brendan Bobo in the bottom of the third. We belted a ball in the right field. So Degatti and Jensen got home as well. Jake Hilton with 5 strikeouts, and he'll set in and serve. It comes in 0-1, 85 miles per hour. He has 6 strikeouts. So Hilton will look in. And he'll step once more and fire as Broussard skies it away behind home plate. Backside 0-2. 0-2 count. Garrett Broussard had a 2-run home run yesterday to give the Rafters the lead 3-2 in the bottom of the third. And the 0-2 from Hilton. They swing and a ball belted into left field. Carrying back into left, but reaching out and making the grab is Holcroft. He had to reach behind his head, jump up, and make the catch. One down. So excellent catch there from Holcroft. The sun right in his eyes. So Broussard flies out to the left fielder and Logan Hugo. A strikeout to a put out. First time up. It was a odd situation as Hilton fires in as he hit the ball and, well, it hit on the back